This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two Southern Colorado Sheriff's Office employees have lost their jobs after they improperly tased a handcuffed man. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff has fired Lieutenant Henry Trujillo and Deputy Mikhail Noel for their role in a chaotic traffic stop in Trinidad last year. The two tased Kenneth Espinoza as he was trying to comply with the officer's orders. An independent investigation found that the deputies were not justified at all in their use of tasers, and that they also lied about the facts of the case in official reports. The sheriff's office says it'll review internal training to prevent cases like it in the future, and Espinoza has filed a federal civil rights suit against the department. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The owner of a family farm in Colorado since 1915 is being recognized for how long it stayed in business. Wendy Lewis's great-grandfather founded Amon Angus Farms in northeastern Colorado. It was recently named a centennial farm, recognizing more than 100 years in business. Lewis says earlier generations grew a variety of crops, partly so the family had food in lean times.
We become a little bit more specialized and not quite as diverse in the number of crops and livestock that we grow.
History Colorado recently gave centennial awards to 25 farms, individuals, and organizations recognizing the 100-year feat. The inaugural Colorado Michelin Guide launches tonight. The French travel guide will highlight what several cities in the state have to offer in terms of food, drinks, and hotels. It will also award prestigious Michelin stars to restaurants. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.